With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Food Safety and Inspection Service issued a comprehensive proposed rule and determination to more effectively reduce salmonella contamination and illnesses associated with raw poultry products. It's the culmination of a three-year effort to reevaluate the FSIS strategy for controlling salmonella rates in poultry and protect American consumers from illnesses linked to eating poultry products. Salmonella bacteria cause over 1 million human infections in the U.S. each year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says food is the leading source of salmonella infections, and poultry is among the leading sources of foodborne illnesses. The proposal would establish final product standards to prevent raw chicken carcasses, chicken parts, ground chicken, and ground turkey products that exceed acceptable levels of salmonella from entering the food chain. Undersecretary for Food Safety Dr. Emilio Esteban says the proposed salmonella framework is grounded in data and rigorous scientific evaluation and reflects stakeholder feedback. The U.S. dairy industry has evolved over the past 20 years, with fewer dairy farms producing more milk. The USDA's Economic Research Service says this raised questions about how dairy farms have changed in size, location, use of advanced technology, and cost production. An ERS report addresses the issues of how the dairy farm structure has changed and how it differs by the size of operations and location. The study found that, consistent with long-term trends, the number of U.S. dairy farms has fallen while milk production has risen. Moderate shifts in dairy farm locations have occurred between 2020 and 2022, with Texas and Idaho gaining production share while California lost some share. Dairy farm usage has trended upward for several advanced technologies, management practices, and production systems. Larger farms, on average, were more specialized in production and greater adopters of the most advanced technologies and management practices. The USDA announced changes to the Enhanced Coverage Option Policy Program beginning with the 2025 crop year. The Risk Management Agency is expanding coverage options to additional crops and increasing premium support to make the policy more affordable for U.S. producers. RMA is continually responding to needs and adapting our insurance coverage options to give producers more choices for managing their risks, says Administrator Marsha Bunger. ECO is currently approved for 36 crops, and the RMA is expanding coverage options to apples, blueberries, grapes, and walnuts for the 2025 crop year and to citrus crops, where the supplemental coverage option is currently available in California and Arizona for the 2026 crop year. Additionally, the RMA is increasing premium support for all crops covered by ECO to 65% to make the policy more affordable for producers. The USDA recently extended the 60-day comment period for the latest Packers and Stockyards Act proposal by 15 days. Tanner Bamer, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says that's not enough time for the USDA to properly evaluate that rule. Cattle markets are immensely complicated, and the USDA is planning to make sweeping changes to those markets with only 75 days of public input, Bamer says. While this extension is welcome news, it's not enough time to properly solicit public comments and review a rule that will have such an overreaching impact on the cattle industry. The proposed rule, Fair and Competitive Livestock and Poultry Markets, is already a direct attack on producer profitability, and now the USDA is running down the clock to provide meaningful input from cattle producers. The rule aims to ensure fairer competition and transparency, requiring poultry companies to document fair comparisons between growers. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.